That's a gift from Rabbul Alameen for the fasting of
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah On the day of Eid Many things happen Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbah has said, Shaitan screams and cries on the occasion of Eid every year. And seeing him cry, other Shaitans gather around to see and inquire what is going on. And they ask him, O Master Shaitan, why are you so furious and disappointed today? It replies regretfully, Allah has forgiven the Ummah of Muhammad. So go and make them indulge in sins and satisfying their carnal desires. Upon the day of Eid, Shaitan and his followers, they all devise a plan. That's what we learn from this narration. They set up a plan to make all the Muslims, as much as they can, lose all the good deeds that they performed in the entire month. This is what Shaitan does. He is a clear enemy for you. Our youth, our generation, the era we are living in, our society, on the day of Eid, as much as it is a day of celebration, etc., etc. But the fitnas we face upon the day of Eid, the issues the tribulations Muslims put themselves into on the day of Eid is heartbreaking. Many youngsters, they fall into the destruction of the mother of all evils, alcohol. Shurbul khamar, the consuming alcohol, becomes a thing of the norm on the day of Eid. Even though the Eid is a very blessed day for the Muslims, many people begin to drink khamar, wine and alcohol, which is haram, and it is one of the main causes of destruction. And therefore, drug misuse. Our society falls into the misuse of drugs, which is haram and an act that will destroy you in this life and in the hereafter. There was an incident where a brother, he was young, right? And he actually, his mother said to him that day, that son, putar, don't go out today, stay indoors. So it was because it was early in the morning, right, past midnight. His mother went to bed, the child, who was a young adult at the time, he went to bed as well. But someone called him and told him, let's go out, right, let's go out. Despite his mom telling him that, Bete, son, do not go out today. There must have been some sort of wisdom behind her words. Because this child went out that night. This child went out that night. And he drank alcohol that night. And he got into a fight where he got murdered. He did not come back home that night. His mother said to him, Bete, do not go out today. And he died in such a situation. And the next morning when the authorities told the mother that your child has been murdered, the mother was in shock and she said, no, my son's in bed. But he wasn't. He was dead. He was murdered. On the day of Eid, Shaitan puts all these plans together to destroy all the good deeds you have attained in the past. All the good things you've done, you kept your gaze lowered, you were patient, you fasted, you read the Quran. Shaitan will do everything to wipe this out. He doesn't want you to go to heaven. He will destroy you on the first day of Eid. All them 30 days, the hunger and thirst will just be hunger and thirst. There won't be no reward behind it. Shaitan will take it all away from you. So, now, there was one brother I gave ghusl to. And he died in the state of intoxication. And whilst no one wanted to give him ghusl, because of the state he died in, but because it was wajib al-kifaya to give him ghusl, right? We give him ghusl. And now this person, whilst giving him ghusl, you could still smell the alcohol of his body. And I tried everything to clean the smell or traces of alcohol. I know he's going to be buried. Munkar and Nakir will ask him questions. The angel of mercies need to be here. He smells of alcohol. And angels get disturbed by vile smells. Angels are pure, they only like pure smell. So, when he is lowered into the grave, he was lowered into the grave, not smelling of misk or itar or perfume. He smelt of wine, khamar. And sadly, this is common. This is common where our brothers are passing away in such states, in such situations. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy could be depended on thereafter. On the day of Eid, some of us break all barriers. We listen to music. We intermix. Okay? Music disturbs our mentality, makes us ghafil from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intermixing. When we go and sit with family, we end up intermixing. We end up speaking to non-mahrams in an inappropriate manner. Okay? Many people take this to many steps further, where they have false or haram relationships with people, and they fulfill so-called rights of their haram relationship. Many people, they set out to go to cinemas and watch movies in such a blessed night of the Eid al-Fitr, a day where you should rejoice upon what Allah has guided you. You should rejoice upon your guidance on this day. Yet, Shaitan has trapped many people. Allah has commanded that you do not worship anyone except Allah Himself. Your parents, you have to be good to them. On this day, many brothers are disrespectful to their parents. Their parents will tell them one thing, but they will do the other. They will not listen to their parents. That brother who I mentioned earlier, he should have listened to his mother. He listened to his mother. His mother told him something that could have saved his life. Disobedient to parents. Once again, haram relationships, such relationships that we are not allowed to have, Islam has not given the permission of. It's not allowed. Many Muslims involve themselves in such situations. Arrogance. There's a lot of arrogance involved on the day of Eid, where we show off our clothes, our designer clothes, our caps and our shoes. We show off. Prophet ﷺ said that the best types of clothes are those which are white. Shroud your dead people in these clothes. White are the best type of clothes because it reminds you of the shroud of the grave. The Prophet ﷺ instructs us. We waste a lot of time on the day of Eid. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يرضى لكم ثلاثا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased to have give you three things. وَيُكْرَهُ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثًا. And he is displeased with three things. فَيَرْضَى لَكُمْ أَن تَعْبُدُوهُ. He is pleased with you worshipping him. وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. And that you do not associate any partners with him. That's number two. وَأَن تَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And that you all hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jami'an, collectively. Rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many mufassirun have given their different opinions. Hablullah is a metaphor for the Quran. Hold on to the Quran and Sunnah. Three things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased if you perform them three things. Worship Him alone. Okay? And all of you be united. That's what Allah wants. And He has disliked for you three things. وَيُكْرَهُ لَكُمْ قِيلَ وَقَالَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disliked for you قِيلَ and قَالَ. What that means is, in English, how we say, okay, such and such person said this, or such and such person said that, where we are giving misinformation about things that we shouldn't really be talking about that. مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. One of the good characteristics of a Muslim person is that he abandons anything which does not relate to him, which has nothing to do with him. Why would you talk about something that you do not have anything to do with? So, staying away from قِيلَ and قَالَ. He said and she said in our terms. The second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes for us is kasratu su'al, asking random questions, too many questions, questions that don't have no means. How much did you buy this for? How much gigabyte is your phone? How much rooms does your house have? These are questions that they do not concern us. And the main one, wasting wealth. We waste a lot of wealth on the day of Eid. Whether it's our clothes, sometimes we buy such expensive clothes that money you spent on that one garment could feed an entire family in a poorer country. Good wearing perfume, right? As long as there's no arrogance. Good showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mas that He has granted you without any arrogance. Okay, food is wasted on the day of Eid. We cook so much food and at the end we do not distribute that food. Okay, if you have leftover food, that food should be distributed amongst your neighbors. Okay, and like the Hadith Sharif mentions, spread salam and feed the people. مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ. Whoever believes in Allah and in the final day, he should honor his neighbors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes three things for you and dislikes three things for you. The three things that he likes is that you worship him, number one. Number two, you worship him alone, right? Number three, you wa'tasimu bihabli Allahi jami'an, that you hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely, and do not differentiate, do not segregate, do not separate from the orthodox. And the three things that he dislikes for you is qil wa qal, he says and she says, but he said this, no, but she said that. You should stay away from this. Kasratu su'al, asking too many questions. Beneficial questions you should ask. Asking those questions which do not have much use, we should stay away from. Ita'atul mal, wasting money, wasting wealth, even wasting our time. Wasting our time on the day of Eid is a big thing. We spend so much time in our just socializing on the day of Eid. And now many different types of people. One is socializes, right? But he is completely under the wrong influence. Shaitan has got hold of him. He is indulged in drugs and alcohol and music and different types of fitan. Fitan, the plural of fitna. He is indulged in different types of fitan. And then you have one type of person who is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Who is spending his time with his family and his friends, okay, in a good way. He is feeding people. He is giving charity. He is living a very happy lifestyle. And you have one type of person who is out on the roads, speeding, breaking speed rules. Who is putting music on a disturbing level. He is under the influence of different substances. Allah Azawajalla protect us from that type of lifestyle. On the day of Eid, many of us get involved in playing games. In playing games, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that I haven't created humans and jinn except that they worship me. Okay, if Allah, if our only, remember this is hasr. Hasr means that all other possibilities are removed from the equation. It's a term used in Arabic. So, all other possibilities are removed from the equation. The only thing you are created for is worship. So, games is not a worship. Whether that's physical game, right, playing football, etc., 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 or whether that's a mind game like you play on your phones. There's no, if there's no benefit, then you are not worshipping Allah. Right? That thing should be stayed away from. Imam Ghazali says that this is lahav and la'ib, which we have been forbade from doing so. Negligence. Games put us into negligence. It messes up our minds as well. Playing games on the console messes up our minds. We cannot think properly. You do an exam after playing a game, and you do an exam after reading one para of the Quran, most likely after reading the Quran, your brain will be nice and fresh. After playing the game, you won't be able to focus. Right? Many people, on Eid, they eat so much and that's it. They're finished for the rest of the day. Remember, Eid, inshallah, I'll come to it. It's a time of worship. So do not overeat. On the day of Eid, many people that eat, they haven't ate properly all month, so on the day of Eid, they eat as much as their desire can hold. And some, there have been cases in the past where they have to go to hospital because they have ate so much. Eat, drink, do not go over your limits. And remember, dear viewers of Madni Channel, that the day of Eid is a day of rejoice. A day of happiness, a day of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the guidance He has given us. This is what the day of Eid is about, celebrating the month that has just crossed, yani Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan, in which Laylatul Qadr, the night upon which the Quran was sent. On the day of Eid, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever worships in the night of Eid, okay, imanan wa ihtisaban, with sincere iman and consciousness, Allah Azza wa Jalla will keep his heart alive on the day where everyone else's heart will die. This is a day to not only rejoice, but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should stay away from all types of fitan, all types of problems within the society, things that we need to work on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true blessings of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Eid, the Eid of Sa'id. Ameen bijahi Nabi Jalameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
That's a gift from Rabbul Alameen for the fasting.